From Aspen Public Radio, I'm Allison Bechtesh.
I'm Wyatt Orm, your host this week and also a reporter here at Aspen Public Radio.
I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy.
This is Valley Roundup.
An analysis of and commentary on the week's news with local writers and editors.
It's been another week of news full of sexual harassment allegations, including at Colorado State House. The city of Aspen has worked.
And in an effort to save the Colorado River, activists are taking a page out of an unlikely playbook, the Citizens United playbook, that is. And the
a local immigration rights activist has taken sanctuary in a Carbondale church. There's a hold on some.
This week, national monuments take a hit. Joining me today to put all of this in context and give their insights are Jason Auslander of the Aspen Times. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Amy Haddon-Marsh of KDNK. Amy, do we have you on the line?
You do. Hi, Allison.
Curtis Wackerly, editor of the Aspen Daily News. Samuel Bernal, station manager at Radio La Tricolor.
Brent Gardner-Smith, executive director and editor of Aspen Journalism. Hi, Brent.
Hello.
Benta Berkland, Aspen Public Radio's State House correspondent. Thanks for calling in, Benta.
Happy to be with you.
Right, let's start with news out of the state capitol. So, Benta, you broke a story last week about allegations of sexual harassment against Representative Steve Lebsack. Can you give us some background on what's been happening at the state capitol?
Yep, it's definitely been a pretty big week. Like you said, about a week ago, we broke the story on Lebsack, and we've had a lot of movement there. Top Democrats have called for his resignation.
Amy, also a lot of what you cover is public lands. What was your reaction to the announcement this week?
100,000 possibly sacred sites on Bears Ears, and it's now been cut down to an eighth of its size. That, to me, is just shocking. I'm sorry. It just is. Maybe reporters aren't supposed to say that, but...
The comparison to Citizens United, of course, is Citizens United is the Supreme Court decision that corporations are people, that they can express their First Amendment rights.
But well, they did bring that up in their original complaint to the court and saying, you know, you can file a corporation in 15 minutes online and then it has this long list of rights.
Huh.
And so why can't the river, which has been around for 40 million years, have rights?
Sandra is the fifth person in Colorado to seek sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Is it likely that we'll see more people taking this option?
It's growing, so by the number it shows that it's growing. We don't know how much it will keep on growing.
Doesn't really seem like the solution to fix our broken immigration system, does it?
What happened this summer with all the deaths and rescues out in our backcountry, as the press releases kept coming in, as the stories kept coming in, how do you handle that? How do you tell that story? How do you react to, we're seeing a trend now?
Well, it's one of the hardest parts of the job when you have to report on tragedy, you know, a lot of really sad deaths.
And I do think there's also this mentality in this town, for better or worse, that it's go higher, go harder, go farther. You know, it doesn't always have to be that way.
Is this an argument that is meant for the legal books, or is this an argument that is meant for Twitter?
I think to a large degree it's about public relations and publicity. They wanted to file something that would start conversations like this, and they hit a home run. The New York Times published an article about it shortly after it was filed. So from a public relations standpoint, that's probably a home run.
A lot of the backlash in the comments I've seen was, oh, so now the county's just not going to give any money to organizations that don't agree with them.
Well, I think that was their point, too. And Amy, back to your...
Can you talk a little bit about the economic effect that the project had?
Yeah, it's been tough. Many of the downtown merchants have reported significant loss of business.
Brent, the city is in water court working to hold on to those rights, those conditional water rights. Can you give us kind of a summary of the latest news out of water court?
The analogy that I've used, it's like when your mom tells you to clean up your room, you know, you can go in and make it look like you've done some work, and maybe that satisfies your mom and maybe it doesn't. So I don't really know. It's unclear what the city really has to do.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Valley Roundup.
It's been a pleasure to have a live Valley Roundup with such a well-informed guest list today.
Valley Roundup is a production of Aspen Public Radio News.
Thanks for listening.